Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy. Back with you here, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. So the NFL, we have our semifinalist list for the Hall of Fame, Leroy.
Ooh.
This year.
I know Foreman made it to the...
What?
For the Hall, you know, the NFL Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah.
Foreman.
Yeah, from the Vikings.
Foreman.
He made it to the.
Is that a teammate of yours?
No.
Even further.
Way before me.
All right. Appreciate you bringing him up.
His nickname was the Spin Doctor.
I don't see a Foreman on the list.
The He didn't make it to the.
Yeah, well, that's why the semifinalists came out today. Semifinalists came out today.
He was on the last list.
Got Eli Manning.
He's going to get in.
Definitely. Luke Kuechly.
Oh, he's got to get in.
First ballot?
No.
First ballot, probably. I mean, he was really good. No. He was very good.
No.
Short career? Is that why?
It was a short career.
That's the only like down against him. He won like Rookie of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, Pro Bowler. He was the best linebacker by far. He dominated the league. Dude.
Steve Smith Sr.?
That's a guaranteed right there.
He'll get in.
You think so?
I think so.
Over Reggie Wayne?
Oh,
Reggie Wayne's kind of been, he's always making the finalists.
Yes.
He's the last guy, really, of those Colts teams that hasn't gotten in yet.
Reggie Wayne will go before him.
Reggie Wayne's been like a finalist, like the last, we talked to Reggie Wayne when he was a finalist. Yeah. That was before COVID.
I mean, it's a popularity contest, though, a little bit. You know, that's why Zach took so long to get
in. That's why I hate it. Like, you know, it sucks when there's nothing you can do in your profession to improve your chances. Yet, we have these discussions and they all of a sudden become Hall of Famers. Like, if you're 10 years after you done played football and you ain't score another touchdown or catch another pass, then why after 10 years were your chances better after 5 years?
I don't know.
It's because you didn't play any more football.
Well, they have a very strange process because they have like a whole room of people that
and somebody speaks on your behalf, which is why like
it's a stranger process. I don't know if I like it better or worse because I don't like the way the Baseball Hall of Fame does it for sure. Like, you know,
I like the way. Believe it or not, you can't do it this way.
Mm-hmm.
I like the way women's golf does it.
What's that?
There is a point system based on wins and majors. And you earn the right to be in the Hall of Fame. You're not selected for the Hall of Fame. That way it takes all of these people who may not like you, all these people who you were mean to, who you didn't give an interview with, that vote against you just out of pettiness. I don't know if you can do that with other sports, but I do appreciate the fact that you earn your way into the Hall of Fame. There's nothing anybody can do about it. The work that you've done in that profession speaks for itself. Football's too wishy-washy. Baseball's too wishy-washy because right now, there's too many guys in baseball that we all talk about being the greatest that aren't in the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
And that sucks because that doesn't tell a story about baseball.
Richmond Webb, by the way, semifinalist.
Okay.
Oh, mm-hmm. Nice.
Darius Rucker has come out this morning.
Okay, I was like,
I was getting ready to say, how's he on the list?
Is he a semifinalist?
And he has said, Richmond Webb should already be in.
Yeah.
So, Darius Rucker.
That's it. Like, that's, you know, like, there's...
Odie has spoken.
So, I mean, look, when you think of those Indianapolis Colts teams,
mm-hmm.
like, yeah.
Vinatieri's definitely getting in, right? Like the kicker's getting in the first. He's not the most famous kicker.
Absolutely.
He's not.
First ballot?
He's got to be, dude.
He has won Super Bowls.
He's not the first kicker in.
He's not the first kicker in, but he is like the most famous kicker of the last 20 years.
Yeah, for sure.
I think he's getting in first ballot, dude.
He's got to be, bro.
So Schefter says 4 to 8 get selected from this list.
All right.
So if we're agreeing that Eli's for sure.
Yeah.
Vinatieri, I think, is for sure. Terrell Suggs? First year for Terrell Suggs.
Yeah. He won't get
a
first year.
Really?
T-Sizzle? Love T-Sizzle.
Just because you know him as T-Sizzle, that doesn't mean he gets in, dude.
That's my only argument.
Right?
That's right. T-Sizzle, dude?
Like, you could try
my boy T-Sizzle?
Like, just...
It was so scary.
Day South called him Baby Teeth.
Oh, little teeth.
No, I mean, I was thinking more like Yuck Mouth, but that's okay.
Ooh. Defensive Player of the Year, Rookie of the Year, First Team All-Pro, Second Team All-Pro.
He won... Defensive Player of the Year, huh?
Yeah. 2011.
2011.
Wow. Two rings.
Oh, is that the year they won? That's impressive.
He was on the Chiefs.
Brendan is T-Sizzler.
Damn it. That's good. They've been hot today.
It's just one guy.
It's just two bastards.
Witcher!
It's
like a wrestling tag team of insults. It's Schmeath and Schmolnick and Dade South.
But here's the deal.
Better be there tonight.
Think about all the other guys that are in at his position. You see what I mean? And you have to, like, compare those numbers to what he's done.
Yeah, I'm trying to see, like, who are the recent guys to get in from his class. Like, 2024's class was...
It's not... I'm not saying who's to get in from his class. I'm saying...
Yeah, but I want to look like a modern era guy of, like, who the guys are.
Could be his contemporaries.
Right.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I don't know. First ballot, I don't know.
Like, Julius Peppers just got in last year, right?
Julius Peppers
did more than
Dwight
he
Freeney.
Dwight Freeney.
Really good.
Come on, dude. So you're like, so if I gave you a choice, here, Julius Peppers, Dwight Freeney, T-Sizzle, who you going with? He's last. Right. So there you go.
He was third on his own defense.
But doesn't mean you just deserve to get in.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
What about Earl Thomas? Safety Earl Thomas.
Ooh.
I'm going no.
That's Legion of Boom, right?
That is Legion of Boom, but arguably the second to last most important piece of that.
He was...
Richard Sherman, Cam Chancellor, Bobby Wagner.
Jared Allen's on this list again.
Nah.
Jared Allen, he's a
Viking.
He's a weird one. No, I know. He's a weird one because he was there.
He's a werewolf.
Their main rusher. He has 100 sacks, doesn't
yeah.
he? I think he has 100 sacks.
Yeah, I think he does. I mean, a good
so
player.
So 100, sure. 100 sacks is like, you ain't chopped, you know, liver.
136.
136, yeah. See? That puts him, what, top 10?
I'm looking.
Hilarious that he decided to wear that number everywhere he went.
Yeah, very mature.
I mean, he is. That was his. He was
very
like,
oh. mature. That would put him 16th.
Wow. Mm. Okay.
T-Sizzle, 12th.
12th. Ooh.
Mm.
Right behind Jason Taylor. Half a sack behind Jason Taylor.
T-Sizzle?
Yep.
Oh.
So yep. Here's what I would say. If...
Julius Peppers, top five.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Now, I would say this. That T-Sizzle would have raise an eyebrow if Jared Allen got in before him.
For sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how it goes.
Would think so.
That's kind of how that goes.
Does that
Julius
mean...
Julius Peppers, top five? Yeah. In.
Gotta be in.
Gotta be in. Before the other two.
Number nine. He's good. There's no one's Taylor.
Nah.
I just want to bring that up.
You just wanted to say that.
I love that guy.
Who else is on the list?
Yeah.
Where was I? Hold on. Steve Smith Sr.
So far,
Antonio Gates.
Oh, that's good.
He was like the first. It was between him and who was the Kansas City that went
Tony
to Atlanta?
Gonzalez.
Tony Gonzalez.
Tony Gonzalez. Yes.
Right.
Tony's in for sure.
Right. So if. No, but Antonio keep in mind, Antonio Gates did it in fewer years.
Did he?
Yeah.
Hmm. I think he lasted longer, too, if I'm not mistaken.
No.
He didn't?
No.
His career ended?
But he was a basketball player.
Ah.
So he didn't start like right away. Like Tony Gonzalez was, you know.
16 years in the league.
That's who? Gates?
Gates, yeah.
Wow, that's a long time.
Pro Bowl 8 times, All Pro 6 times.
Yeah, that's Hall of Fame quality. How many touchdowns? He got 130, 140?
Tell you right now.
116.
116, yep. Okay. That's still, like, tight end?
116. From, like, 04 to 11, he was, like, that's the peak of the powers, that whole San Diego contingent there.
So, is that, how does that compare to Tony Gonzalez? That's how you tell. He's already a Hall of Famer.
Tony Gonzalez, touchdowns, 111.
So, there you go. Yes. Like, you can't, there's no, that's the only thing that I have to compare the two, is that if a guy.
But it's like, here's the thing, though, like, it might be one of those receiver things, right? Like, so if he has a year where it's...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, just bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Stack, they might be like, not this year, you know.
Ah, so like, you only get now. My question is
4 to 8. That's what they say. I don't know.
So my question is how do they? You get to vote for four guys.
I think the panel gets to pick, that, and it has to be a percentage. Yeah, I think something like
so,
that.
Right, like so. What I can't figure out is no, but you have to be limited on how many people you can say yes to.
Yes, that's each person has their own list, right?
So I'm saying, of how many finalists are there?
This is the finalists. This is the semifinalists are 25. It'll go down to 15.
So there'll be 15 guys.
15 guys to pick from.
And then you pick your top 8.
Yes.
Okay, that's my question, is that's what I'm trying to figure out how. So now they'll select their top 15.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll take the points from that. And then when you get to the finals, you take your top 8 out of the 15, and that determines if you're in or not. That's where I am with that, because I'm more than sure that all the West Coast guys are going to say Antonio Gates is in.
Fred Taylor, finalist again. Oh, Fred Taylor. Semifinalist again.
Semifinalist. It's
Ricky Waters.
Ooh.
Nah.
Nah.
Although he did have pretty good numbers.
Rodney Harrison.
Meh.
Darren Woodson.
How many?
Well, Woodson. The wrong Woodson.
Meh.
Vince Wilfork.
Oh, come on. Got to put Vince in there.
I mean, is anybody in the Hall of Fame from that defense?
From the Patriots? I think Rodney Harrison and him are obviously trying to get in there.
Ty Law's not in yet?
That'd be good. Brewski? Brewski's not in, right?
No. Ty Law's in.
He is.
He should be.
Yeah, he just got in. That's it. That's the only person from that defense that's in.
Oh. 15 NFL seasons for Ty Law. Wow.
Unless you count who went over to the Jets.
Revis. No, I don't count that.
You don't count that?
He's a Jet.
He's a Jet?
Yeah, he's a Jet for sure.
He's a Jet. Right now, nobody's a Jet because they ain't playing no damn football at all.
Take a break. Back after this.
Just assume they're coming out of the East because I can't see any planes. I can't see anything. It's trees. Look at the trees. Let me see. That's about 10 to 15 miles an hour.
Yep.
And right now, it's on the warmer side, maybe 83 degrees,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to get cooler for this weekend.
Schmeathen says, we know you would have replayed 4 fight interviews anyway.
Oh, Schmeathen.
Wow. Dude, we've had like 3 guests over the last month. You're such a baby.
You guys are enough
for this guy.
You guys are ingrates. Let me tell you why. Because every show that you would turn into has a whole bunch of interviews. Somebody replays. We give you all show, all the time, with no interviews, and we have fun.
Keep that sass up, and I'll replay the Marlins' new manager 4 times.
Oh, that's rough.
So I'm like, hey, I mean, come on. What are you talking about?
What's Tim want? What's up, Tim? Tim, hello, sir. Hey, buddy.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, man? How do I get a ticket for tonight's event?
I think you just, I don't know, did you RSVP? How'd it work, Froggy?
Yeah, I'm close to RSVP, but since it's been rescheduled so many times, a lot of those people who RSVP'd aren't going to show up. Just show up, dude.
Just show up, dude. You're going to get in.
Yeah, we'll be like, that's Tim. Tim's good. Tim's good with us.
Just ask for
it. Sweet, all right.
All right, buddy. I'll see you tonight.
All right, thanks, guys. Later.
We'll be at Tabacon Cigars and Spirits at Plantation Walk tonight.
Hey.
I'm on a panel. Leroy's on a panel.
What panel? Yes. I didn't sign up for no panel.
Oh, Leroy. You're on a panel, dude.
I didn't sign up for no panel.
You're on a panel with Joe Rose.
You're on a panel, Leroy, and apparently,
and
I heard on the Hawk and Crowder show yesterday that they already specifically picked out the topic that you'd be discussing.
What's that?
Publix.
It's going to be something along the lines of what you're normally used to. This is what happened on the Hawk and Crowder show.
So I'm going to do 30 minutes with them, And I am only talking about long snappers and whether it's difficult or easy. I'm going to have them up there doing long snapping. Bring a football, Jimmy.
Bro, if I see you long snap on the stage to Leroy Horde, I will lose 100%. My mind.
100%. I'm going to focus everything on long snapping.
Leroy, back up. No, 15 yards. Back up.
Back up. Back. Back up.
Well, Leroy would argue anything.
That is true.
If you need to fill 30 minutes, just bring a public shopping cart. Put it in front of Leroy. He'll feel right in his element.
That's what, you're right. That's what we're doing. Jimmy, bring three Publix shopping carts, and we'll pretend like we're having a conversation in an aisle in public.
I've had the "is Boar's Head worth the extra money" conversation with him.
It's obviously yes.
Hey, I mean, that's Leroy, man, I got to get home, bro.
It's definitely a yes, though. Totally worth it.
You go Publix?
Huh?
You go Publix meat?
No.
Okay. No, you gotta go. Make sure.
I never had that. You really?
Okay. Oh, that's a valid conversation.
What do I expect from an ape who's scratching his back on the edge of the door?
Okay.
I go in there to say something to Marcos. He's like,
"Itch, dude, had an itch."
On the back of the door.
I only laugh because I did that one segment before.
I have my claw.
Okay. You have tools.
He has a tool.
He's don't judge me.
He's a Planet of the Apes. Smart.
Well, because my hands don't reach, and that's the worst.
Mm.
When you have an itch, and why is an itch on your back always where your hands can't reach?
Can't go that far. Didn't you have a cast on at a certain point and had to like itch underneath there? Is there a stick out before?
Yeah.
That's rough. Stick gets lost.
That's the worst with my thumb. They had my whole hand locked up.
By the way, did you guys see the big news in soccer?
Tata
Martino. Tata for now.
Tata.
Really?
He's gone.
Yeah.
Why?
Leaving for personal reasons, apparently.
Yeah, personal
reasons. Where's he from?
Can't get it done.
Where's he from? not for the Pinks anymore. I don't know.
Where is Tata? I mean, I know he used to coach Atlanta United and won a championship with them, but I think prior to that.
Shit, kid.
What?
What?
What did you say?
He's Argentinian.
Oh. I couldn't figure out what you said.
Isn't that interesting, though, that, I mean, obviously his relationship with Messi is why he was here.
Right.
That means Messi, I had to sign off on this, dude.
Man, Messi's a coach killer.
Or maybe they, you know, maybe he really had something to do.
Listen,
coach killer.
That's he rough. Can't be a coach killer.
Maybe you know Neymar, why? Maybe Neymar didn't want.
You know why?
Because
he's a producer. He produces,
mm.
So he can't be a coach killer when your franchise and everything around you has quadrupled because he's been here. You can't call him a coach killer.
All right. Well, I'm just telling you.
But if we just go up I-95, I can take you to a place where that exists. New York.
No. Long time up 95, about 16 hours.
You know who also got fired?
Who?
Jim Montgomery, head coach of the Boston Bruins.
Panthers, yeah.
Panthers ruined him.
Whoa, did he?
You know what?
See ya.
Whoa.
The first 2 months of the season, four coaches are going to lose their job in hockey. It happens every year, and there's no reason why.
That's great for us.
Just because of hockey.
Hockey,
turmoil.
Right.
Perhaps they disrespected the Jets too much, Marcos. They looked pretty damn good yesterday. They're fast.
Oh, yeah.
That power play is good on there.
You call them lose a peg.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I really thought we were going to come back.
That is great.
Once we got it to 3-3, once we got it to 3-2 and then got it to 4-3, and that idiot tripped the pin, I was like, oh, we're going to win this game, dude. Nope. Stupid shorthanded empty net goal. Bounce off the wall.
Yeah.
Who does that? I didn't even know you were allowed to do that.
That's okay.
I didn't know you could bounce a goal off the wall.
Pew, pew.
It's a shot.
Pong.
Doesn't matter how it gets there.
Corner pocket.
You don't know all the rules.
I know you can shoot it any kind of way you want.
Mm-hmm.
We get, oh, no, that doesn't count. It hit the wall?
Cats,
you know how ridiculous that sounds?
Out of bounds.
Cats had a real Mario Brothers game, dude. Lot of shots off the pipes, you know?
And it's the only thing in hockey you can hear, like, really loud.
Yep.
Ding.
We'll get them next time.
See, that's why, like, I understand they're a good team, but, like, we shut them out. You know, no question. Them, you know, they're bouncing off the wall.
They escaped. They escaped yesterday.
They got lucky.
They escaped.
And yeah, they had six, but you know, it's an empty netter and stuff like that. That doesn't count. Really? I'm kind of influenced to say not a true loss.
Not a true loss, but it's not a loss I feel bad about.
All right.
You know?
We got to come up with names. We have different kinds of games.
I was telling Leroy last night, I said Max Strus didn't play. Not a true loss for the Cavs.
Not a true loss. Although, somewhere, 72 team, still popping champagne.
Panthers back at it tomorrow against the Chicago Blackhawks.
They are terrible.
Are they? Wow.
But hockey's weird.
They got Bedard.
Oh, that guy is good. Little, but good.
Yeah, he's a child.
He is a child. Still pretty good.
Take a break. Final segment coming up.